Okay. Hi. So, high-speed traffic encryption on x86-64 with Snap. So, hi, I'm Max. I'm an open source hacker, and I've been working on the Snap project since 2014. Some of you may have heard of it. I'm going to go a little bit into it later in this talk. I'm also doing consulting on software networking in user space, protocols, software optimization, etc. So for the last couple of years, I've been working on a project called Vita. Vita is a high-performance side-to-side VPN gateway. It's fully open source and it's hackable. By hackable here, I mean that it has a very small and hopefully easy-to-understand code base. And it runs on generic x86-64 server CPUs and Linux. So Vita is based on Snap. Snap is a toolkit for writing fast networking applications in user space. This mode of operations also referred to as kernel bypass mode. You've all heard of it, I guess. But basically, it means the data path completely avoids the Linux kernel. And Snap applications, including Vita, and this is the important bit, Snap itself, even, are written in a high-level programming language called Lua. And this is possible thanks to a super fast implementation of Lua called LuaJIT, which we have a fork of called RaptorJIT, which I'm going to have a talk about tomorrow in the minimalistic languages staff room in case you're interested, which is basically a fork of LuaJIT that targets heavy-duty server applications specifically. And by the way, Vita was funded through the Nanonet Foundation. They are really, really cool, and I suggest you check them out if you are in need for funding for any open source project. So I guess let me start by showing you some typical Snap code. So Snap programs are divided into modules that we call apps, which have a number of input and output links, and they basically process packets in a loop. So this example shows how to read packets while the input link is not empty, check if their time to live has expired, and unless they have, if they have not expired, if the time to live has not expired, then we forward the packet to the output link. If the TTL has expired, then we will transmit the packet onto the time exceeded link, where it will be received by another app that would handle ICMP, for example.